Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Any other show, Nelson, no one would ever have heard that.
Are we? Oh, we're not editing that out?
God, no. No, we want the authenticity.
Why did I do it the second time perfectly?
I don't know, because you did it really well the second time.
Yeah, well, thank you.
But that's still on record that you did it really well.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
The second time.
Yeah, yeah. If you're marking, like, bad things about this episode, good things about this episode,
yeah.
You could, I've got one in each column now.
You're at zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll start there. I'm happy to start there.
Look, the day this podcast comes out,
mm-hmm.
The Oscars will just have wrapped up by the time this releases.
Oh.
I cannot believe that Madame Web won.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. But
and Dakota Johnson stormed the stage.
Yeah.
That's crazy. In full costume.
Yeah. And
she still said she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, thanks, but it's not good.
Yeah. This is a statement I'm making. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, I've enjoyed the Oscars. I think that the problem is with the Oscars is that, like, you just can't top the slap.
Yeah. Well, I reckon people thought that with, do you remember when they accidentally gave it to La La Land and then realized it was the wrong movie, they had to give it back? And everyone's like, how are they going to top this?
Yeah.
And Will Smith's like, don't you worry. Give me a year or two.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm cooking something.
I'll work on it. I've almost got it worked out completely. I just need to cross the T's and dot the lowercase J's.
All I'm going to do is find the project to get me nominated. Mm. And once that happens, let me tell you.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just...
The thing is, though, we're recording this pre-Oscar and then releasing it post-Oscar. What if something amazing does happen?
Oh,
and we're looking like idiots, being like, oh, the thing is nothing will stop the slap. And they're like, what are you talking about? Dakota Johnson beat everyone up on stage with the Oscar.
Two slaps.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, don't know why we're talking about it. People have already seen it. People have already been wild. It's on the news and stuff.
And we, for one, can't believe that happened.
That is amazing. Anyway, Kimmy, let's get into it. This first one is by AnxiousAd2543. Am I the asshole for being mad at my wife for throwing out our dishes? This is a throwaway account. My wife and I have been having this argument for a while where she thinks I don't rinse the dishes well enough before putting them in the dishwasher. She's brought it up several times. Apparently, the dishes aren't getting clean enough in the dishwasher for her liking, and she says she keeps having to rewash them because they have dried food stuck to them. I've never seen her do this and never noticed an issue whenever I unload the dishwasher myself, so I keep telling her I'm not doing anything wrong. Well, finally, she got sick of it, and one day after I got home from work, she told me if she finds any more dishes that didn't come clean in the dishwasher, she was going to throw them out because she's sick of rewashing them. I shrugged it off as an empty threat. She values our belongings more than that, or so I thought. Sure enough, last night, I went to grab a butter knife, and so we were out even though I heard her finish unloading the dishwasher right before I walked in the kitchen. I threw away a paper towel a minute later and found several of the damn knives in the trash. I did a quick inventory of our kitchen and found we were low on plates and other silverware as well. When I confronted her about it, she admitted to throwing them away because they came out of the dishwasher dirty. She's been doing this all week, and our trash was already collected this morning, so it was pretty much all gone, save for the couple of knives. It turned into a big argument, our biggest yet. I can't believe she would throw our stuff away like that with no thought as to how much it would cost to replace items that weren't even damaged to begin with. She feels she's justified because she warned me that she'd do... warned me that's what she'd do if I didn't do what she asked. Who's the asshole here?
Should we do the edit that they've done?
All right, let's put it in the edit now, I guess. Edit. To add in all fairness, a detail I forgot to include. The knives I recovered from the trash were, in fact, dirty. There was black crap gunked up in the teeth from me slicing bananas the day before.
Look, I tend to, I sympathize with the wife. We've both worked in places where you have to put dishes on and stuff for a job.
Right, yeah.
Which that made me realize how many people don't know how to put things in a dishwasher.
Oh, right.
Because, rinse them off first. The dishwasher will do a majority of the work, but rinse them off first. And also just like placement of things in a dishwasher. I find that some people are just like, I think anything goes anywhere. It's fine. I'll put two bowls on top of each other. You're like, how do you think the second bowl is going
to work? I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. This is a very important question.
Yes.
Do you put cutlery up or cutlery down?
Nelson, we don't have a cutlery basket. We have a pull-out cutlery drawer.
Yeah, well, sorry for the fancy cutlery drawer, people of the world.
I think you're supposed to do cutlery up to better clean it.
Right.
But by habit, because I'm holding the handle, I tend to put it down. I don't overcrowd a cutlery basket either.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's the thing that'll get you the most, I think. An overcrowded cutlery basket. Yeah. Oh boy, you've basically just, you're taking out dirty dishes. See, I'm always put cutlery up.
Yeah.
Handled down. You're supposed in to. The basket, cutlery up. Yeah, because I've noticed even just, my partner doesn't do it that much. Or sometimes. She's very flippant about which side the cutlery goes. But I've noticed every single time when it's handle facing up, the cutlery is dirty at the bottom. Yeah. I was like, because I think there's also the thought of like, well, for one, if you've got knives, like sharp knives pointing up, oh, that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Just don't cut yourself. That's my advice for that one. Just don't have the dishwasher open and then fall over.
Yeah.
Because you will die from all the knives. But also I think, the argument is then when you're getting them out again, you might be touching the end of the,
I suppose so.
The cutlery, to which I say, I'm not that dirty.
I'm going to touch it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be fine.
Now I'm very much in favor of the pull-out cutlery drawer.
Yeah. That's, the drawer's pretty good. Drawer's pretty good. It does feel like the basket does, it doesn't, it's not space efficient.
No.
Okay.
But my point is I have sympathy for the wife. I know the kind of guy this guy must be.
Which
is you chuck, like they'll chuck like a half a chicken leg in there.
Yeah.
And like dishwasher will get it.
It'll sort it out.
And we've all had times where we've gone to unload a dishwasher we didn't stack and been like, I would have done this differently, and I'm going to run some of these through again.
Yeah.
So I understand that. It's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. I would throw them out, I think.
Well, the response, how do you feel about her response? Because I agree with her morally that it is annoying when someone won't listen to you when you're trying to say.
Yeah, like this guy is absolutely the worst.
The fact that he's like, oh, I've never seen her rewash my dishes. It's more about him than anything else.
Yeah. He's never put the dishwasher on and he's never unpacked it, for sure.
Yeah.
There is no way. I suppose he must have packed it a little bit because that's the whole point. Okay. But he's never unpacked it in his life. He definitely didn't unpack it that time because...
Well, he says that he's never noticed her redo it and he's never noticed an issue when he unpacks it. But I would say the ones he unpacks are not ones he puts on.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, there's part of this, though, that I think is kind of not right. He's saying that in a butter knife, there was banana left in from the day before, like black stuff within the teeth.
Yeah.
The teeth of a butter knife is
so small.
Barely anything.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that the dishwasher is doing a terrible job regardless. Yeah, I think if I cut a banana...
Yeah, it's not like...
I don't think I wouldn't feel the need to rinse that, probably.
Yeah, if he said, like, I'd been mixing sticky caramel or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, well,
yeah.
Notoriously, that really, that can be a real pain to scrub off.
Yeah.
But banana is so soft.
Yeah. And I guess, it can harden a little bit,
yeah.
Even when you... I just think they've got a shit dishwasher as well.
The other option is there was so much banana on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That it got like 99% of it, and that's just the 1% left, which fills all the teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
It was too busy getting all the big clumps of banana off.
Yeah, the little man inside the dishwasher was like, ugh, not the teeth. I'll do everything else, but that's annoying.
But what do you think of their response of throwing the dishes out?
Yeah, I think like hiding them also.
Yeah, that was my thought.
Because then you could also prove it afterwards. Because it's obviously like he wasn't giving a message and it was proven with the knives. But you could have done the exact same thing.
By hiding. Yeah.
But just hiding the plates and stuff.
I agree with her, and I agree with her like strategy to show him.
Yeah.
I just don't agree with the finality of what she did.
The execution of
unless they're really crap and she's like, this will just make me get new ones.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
like,
she's
just wanted old, gross plates and stuff. And she's like, if I actually just get rid of them, two birds, one stone. He learns a lesson and I get new plates.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
She put the black gunk in the, in the butter knife. We're on to you, lady. We're on to you, lady. This guy's totally fine. Not really. He's an asshole. All right. Let's move into Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
This Ask Reddit is by Petite Asian Starjoy. What is the safest answer when your girlfriend asks if her friend is hot?
Oh, yeah, it's a good question.
Hmm.
I think it depends on the kind of relationship you have. Stacey and I comment a lot, men and women, that are hot all the time.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, oh my God, so hot.
Yeah.
But friends are harder.
Yeah, friends are harder.
Yeah.
I feel like anybody can comment on, you know, the looks of the attractiveness of like
Nicole
celebrity
Kidman, we talk
people.
About a lot being very sexy.
Is she?
Well, the thing about Nicole Kidman is... She's just, for her whole career, has just been like, I'll get so naked. And the older she gets, the more we're like, yeah, fuck yeah, Nicole. Like, just do your thing, man. Like I love the confidence that you know you still look so good.
Oh,
but you're like, I think she's in her 50s now. She's like, I don't care. I'll get naked right now.
Oh, yeah, good on you. I don't know if I mean, she's not unattractive.
Look. I'll say this about
this
Nicole.
Is interesting.
I'll say this about Nicole.
Right in.
She's had some work done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody has at this stage.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit more apparent these days.
Oh, okay, yeah. Where you're like, only parts of you are sagging.
Yeah. But Nicole is an absolute icon of Australian film and TV.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to be proud that, you know, Nicole's one of ours and she's looking good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, if somebody asked me what makes me proud about being Australian, I say Nicole Kidman's looks.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen Nicole Kidman? Hubba hubba.
And that's Australia to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So celebrities, easy.
Yeah.
They want us to judge them on their looks, I think is probably true.
Yeah.
But friends...
Yeah, I think it would depend on what her friend looked like because Stacey knows I have a type.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And
it's Nicole Kidman, the type.
But like, a lot of the female celebrities I even have a crush on.
Yeah,
all kind of look like Stacey, to be honest with you. I really like Aisling B. For the Irish comedian.
Right.
The other day she found out that I said, oh yeah, like I used to have a huge crush on Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
And she goes, really? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, look at you. Of course I did.
I mean, Zooey Deschanel, yeah. She's just an attractive person.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, hard to be like...
I like funny brunette women, you know, like it's just my thing. So,
Stacey, write in. How do you feel about being called a funny brunette woman?
I think she'll be... absolutely fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
So all that to say is if she had a friend that was like, I don't know, a blonde bombshell type, that's not really necessarily the type that I go for.
Yeah,
so I think it'd be a lot safer for me to go, oh, yeah, really hot. Look at it. Like, you know, blonde bombshell.
Okay.
But if she looked a lot like Stacey and or the women I find really attractive, more dangerous.
More dangerous, yeah. I never thought about that. I've just realized I don't know if I have a type. I'll take anyone.
Yet you debated Nicole Kidman. That standard too low for you, Nelson.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman is in the the bottom quartile of of attractiveness to me.
Is it just because of the red hair?
Of the what?
The red hair.
Yeah. Did she even have red hair? I feel like I've seen her so often with just different hair colors.
I think naturally it's red.
Yeah, right. But I feel like how often have I seen her with naturally?
I don't know how often you see her.
Every week. We catch up. Yeah.
And every week you're like,
Yeah, different again.
Left the house looking like that, have you?
You disgust me, the cop. I'm so sorry, Nelson. No, I think maybe, yeah, I don't know. Anyway. Okay.
Would you say, does Ella listen to this show?
Yep.
Okay, then I won't ask my next question.
Sometimes.
Okay. Let's
tell her not to listen to this time.
Does she have objectively attractive friends?
Yeah, now I've got to worry about if her friends listen. I would say not particularly.
Okay.
Not ugly.
Yeah, but you're not attracted to them.
I'm not attracted to them. Yeah.
Me too.
For you. Yeah. But I think, actually, I do remember it was funny, Ellen telling me one day that she met a new colleague at work and was really into board games, card games and stuff, had made her own video game or helped produce it at least. And she was like, oh, we got on really well. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds cool. We've been thinking about making card game stuff. I was like, oh, we should talk to her and ask her about, you know, what she's done. And I was like, yeah.
Ask her about kissing and
stuff. You can't meet it. Because she's really nice. She loves all the things that you love to. And no. I don't know what she looks like. But yeah.
But there's danger.
There's danger.
Yeah, right.
Ellen is afraid. That's why I'm only allowed to leave the house to come do podcasting.
Yeah.
And that's it.
She's not Crash Hot and Stacey being here.
Oh, no. She thinks I don't have a chance with Stacey. It's not one way, it's the other.
But then how does she quantify me?
Well, she thinks...
Anomaly.
Yeah. She thinks there's an exception to every rule. Yeah.
And she looks at Stacey, looks at me and goes, well, she wouldn't do that twice.
Yeah. Once is bonkers, let alone twice.
You don't get struck by lightning two times.
Here's what I think the safest answer is. Say, is my friend hot? Say, what's her temperature? Anyway, what's for dinner?
Yeah. Or maybe go, look, maybe to some guys.
Oh, maybe to some guys. But I'm not some guy. Oh, no. That implies that you don't think she's hot, which means that you might think that your girlfriend is, to everyone else, not hot because you're the guy who doesn't think.
Yeah.
You think the opposite of attractiveness.
I like uggos.
Don't want that.
Therefore, she is not really for me. What if you were to say, she said, is my friend hot? Say, look, objectively, she is hot, but if you were to stand next to her, she'd look like a fucking pig.
Oh. See, that's tricky because...
You're insulting your friend. For what?
I mean, that's...
The problematic language, for what?
For what? But the trick is if they really I know without a shadow of a doubt that person is more attractive than me. And I'm going to test my boyfriend. And so if he says that if I stand next to her in comparison, nothing, that means I know he's lying to me about my looks because I'm very aware that that Margot Robbie as the comparison is more attractive. So sometimes you got to be like, yeah, but I don't believe in their same political views. So
yeah,
that's the trick. They are super hot, but what's their stance of the Israel war? Gaza, you know.
I think
give me more detail about them.
I think honestly, the safest answer is to downplay it, but be honest. So I say, oh, do you think, oh, look, doesn't she look hot? You go, yeah, pretty hot. That's it.
Oh, that's it. Just a straight.
You, yeah, pretty hot. You agree with them, but then you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks amazing.
Oh, my God. Is she single? I think we've nailed it. Okay, well, let's move on to Today I Advise.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned.
And also sometimes advice.
This Today I Learned is by I'm a Vegan Shish Kebab. Today I learned that Michael Jackson created an entire soundtrack for the 2005 adaptation of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but declined to release it when he was refused the part of Willy Wonka.
This is the thing about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He tried to get into so many movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll notice that he's not in any.
Is he not in any for
some
reason?
He's in a movie called Captain EO.
Right.
Which was directed by Francis Ford Coppola, the man that made The Godfather.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
But the reason you probably don't know it is because it was exclusively in Disneyland parks.
Oh.
In like the early 90s, what? Late 80s, early 90s.
Weird.
There was a short film called Captain EO. It was like a 4D movie. So right. You had to go in a specialized theater and it had all the effects come out and whatever.
Okay. It's weird that you know this movie. Why?
I've seen Captain EO. Oh. They did, when I was time before last at Disneyland, they did like a retro screening of it where they had it back for like a couple of months.
Right.
It's not good. It's quite bad.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a theme park, so who cares? Like, yeah. I wasn't like, well, that's not The Godfather, is it? I was like, oh, he got his bag, you know? Yeah. Sure, he got paid a lot of money to do that. But he seemed to desperately want to be in movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, Willy Wonka, he really wanted to be part of Willy Wonka. Mm-hmm. In fact, he wanted to be Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Another one that's really interesting is in 1998, when they were starting to make The Phantom Menace to be released in 99, he desperately wanted to be which character?
Luke.
No, he's not in The Phantom Menace.
Oh. The other main one.
He wanted to be Jar Jar Binks.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
And apparently campaigned really hard for it and then wasn't given it. And then the actor that plays Jar Jar Binks, a guy called Ahmed Best, said that just before it premiered, they all got to meet Michael Jackson, and he fully gave him the cold shoulder and didn't shake his head, didn't talk to him, because he's like, you took my role.
Oh, my God, that's so ridiculous.
And he wanted to, because Jar Jar Binks is a CGI character. Apparently, Michael Jackson wanted to do it in full prosthetic makeup. Like, he wanted to be Jar Jar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as I understand it, the people would have appreciated a prosthetic costume more than the CGI.
I actually think that, look, no one likes Jar Jar Binks.
I like
him. But you can't fault him.
He
looks great.
Yeah.
Especially for 1999. He looks really good.
Yeah, that's true.
The CGI is not the problem with Jar Jar Binks. The weird racist stereotype is the problem for Jar Jar Binks.
What? He's his own alien race.
He's kind of a Ruster.
Is he? I don't even remember, really.
He's kind of, there's a lot of weird racial stereotypes in that movie. And he's kind of like a Ruster stereotype. Not in the way.
Go
that,
on a weird tangent.
Yeah.
Can you be racist if you are portraying an alien life form?
I would say there's especially in The Phantom Menace, there are two aliens towards the beginning, and they speak in very thick Chinese broken English accents.
Yeah.
But they are played by two white men. And for some reason, they made them like Chinese bureaucratic businessmen stereotypes.
But that's and what Watto, you interpreted it as, not from Planet Blorgon,
Watto,
where that's a really common way to speak.
Watto, the slimy businessman slave owner, is kind of like a weird Jewish stereotype. Like at one point he goes, oi! Like, you know, it's just, there's a lot of weird stereotypes in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's a weird, there's some sort of philosophical debate here.
Yeah, possibly.
I'm not intelligent enough to continue on with, but I don't know. It just seems weird. Okay. Here's another one. No, wait, you know what? This is what I think is what happened. Michael Jackson created every song for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And he was like, oh my God, this is the worst movie I've ever produced in my life. I cannot let this see the light of day. Yeah. I will gun for Willy Wonka knowing I'll never get it and then decline the release of all my music.
What? I actually didn't know that he created a whole album that he refused to release.
A whole album is a lot.
What I want to know is, knowing his history of trying to insert himself into things, Tim Burton, who made the 2005 Charlie and the Chocolate Factory,
yeah,
did he say, hey, Michael Jackson, would you write us a soundtrack? Or did he just do it?
I reckon he just did it.
Let's and then he's like, I won't release it. And they're like, good.
Yeah.
We did not ask you to do this.
We
have Danny Elfman. He made a whole soundtrack for us.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I mean, yeah. It doesn't really mean anything at all, does it? Because it's like, well, anybody could have done that in the world. Been like, I've done this thing, and but because I won't get the role.
Yeah.
Just because he's got the fame. Nobody ever wanted to see Michael Jackson in a movie.
No.
That wasn't zombie themed. I'd see him
in
that.
Yeah.
I'd see him in that. That's why that the start of Thriller was like a movie, isn't it? Because he's like, oh, this is me. This is my calling.
And now, this would really piss him off. There is a Michael Jackson movie being shot at the moment.
Oh,
where his nephew is playing him.
Oh.
And he'd be like, could have been me.
Could have been me.
That's me. That's literally me. And I don't even get to play that one. And I made the soundtrack. That's it. I'm not releasing it.
And God's like, all right, my God.
Well, is it God?
You gotta sometimes put in a Christian joke.
I was more saying you might be in hell.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say God.
He might be. He's God. All right. Let's move on into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought was cross-posted to us by Gone Fishcaking, but it was originally by Clear Torres. Naked with sneakers on is even more naked than just being naked.
It's funny that they specify sneakers. Specifically.
Do you think it's just sneakers?
Well, I think the more complicated the shoe is to put on, the more weird it is.
Yeah, the more naked you are.
The sneakers you can kind of still slip in. But if you had like dress shoes, like lace-up shoes.
Oh, yeah.
That's weirder.
Yeah, that's weirder. Yeah, like if I'm putting thongs on.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just as naked as I was before. But yeah, if I've put on some nice fancy dress shoes.
And so they're flip-flops, by the way, for our American listeners.
No, I meant the underwear on my feet. It is weird. Do you reckon there's like, you know what? I reckon the same might apply if I was wearing a scarf.
Right, if you were naked but with a scarf, you feel more naked.
I feel more naked.
No, because that covers a big section of chest.
I
feel like that doesn't. And I also feel like if there's a bell curve here, which is if you have like boots that you strap up and go up your leg, you feel more clothed again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Needs to be like ankle level shoes.
I was thinking a scarf where it's tossed over my back. Mm. So really it's just covering my neck.
Yeah.
Gloves?
I was going to say gloves. What about shoes and gloves?
Shoes and gloves. Oh, you're a fancy naked person.
That's how the 1% get naked.
yeah, that's right. Gloves is good. Gloves, hat, and dress shoes. Top hat.
Yeah, I guess naked with sneakers, when would that occur, do you think? You need to duck out and quickly grab something.
I'm already naked. It has to start with you already being naked.
Yeah,
it would be weird if you got undressed and then put the sneakers on afterwards.
Yeah, you need to be naked and then for some reason or another.
Like, forgot to put the trash out.
You have time to put sneakers on, but you do not have time to put underwear.
Yeah.
You're in a very peculiar situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true because you would at least just whack on some undies.
Yeah.
The great underwear shortage of 1932. That could have been the situation where you didn't have any.
But to make up for it, every single person that had lack of underwear got an extra pair of sneakers.
Yeah. Sorry about this. I know it seems way easier to produce underwear than it is sneakers, but just by chance, that's not the case here.
Don't ask any more questions. We've burnt the files.
Don't go into it. It's a world war thing. Just
aren't we between world wars now? Enough questions from you.
Hey, 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 who are you? Communist. Get him. Get that guy.
That's why people stopped asking questions.
Yeah. Here's another one. This is by Just Oscar One. Banana flavored food shouldn't be yellow. Bananas are white. We don't eat the peel.
Question for you. Are bananas white or are they very, very pale yellow? That question really stopped you in your tracks more than I thought it
Here's
would.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I know this from people painting the interiors of their house.
Uh-huh.
You say, I'm going to paint the walls white.
Uh-huh.
White? Can't be. That's a million different
shades. Yeah.
That's a million different shades.
Eggshell has some yellow in it, doesn't it?
Eggshell has some yellow in it. Mm. So my thought is, would I still call it white, even though it has a hint of yellow in it?
Mm.
If I'm having to decorate like a house, am I saying, oh, I would like the walls to be banana white?
Mm.
I don't know if I would.
What I'm saying is,
yeah,
we go to Dulux. Okay. Go, guys,
yeah,
you're missing something.
We've got a new white for you. They're like, a new one! Why we get somebody already?
I might call it tropical white.
Ooh, tropical white.
Because bananas are quite tropical.
Yeah, that's true. I think of sand, though. Tropical.
Yeah, so like it needs to be banana white. Sandy white.
Yeah. yeah, banana white. Yeah, it's a new white. Coming to you. coming to your stores. How long have you partnered up being?
I've got a lot for it, and I was just going to scale it depending.
All right, well, let's get into it. Let's get into podnapping.
Ah! Oh, my God, I'm being podnapped!
Podnapping.
This is podnapping, where we nap a pod. We take a topic of conversation or a segment from another thing, and we do it ourselves.
It's my week this week. Now, this podnapping came as Stacey and I were recently rewatching Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
And there's a few actors on there. I said, these guys give me the vibe that I reckon these days they're just doing cameos. They're just doing cameo videos.
That's what I would do.
And then, so Stacey and I started playing a game where we look up an actor on Cameo.
Oh.
Read the actor, and then you have to guess how much they would charge Cameo video.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Cameo is a service that you and I have both used on this podcast, in which celebrities and some not celebrities will give you a video message for a certain amount of money. And you can get them to say pretty much whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I've done is I've found a selection of different actors and actresses from TV and movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to try and estimate what you think they would charge for a cameo.
Okay.
And I think the longer you go, the more you'll get the vibe of how the pricing system seems to work.
Okay.
With, I'm not going to lie, a couple of anomalies.
Oh, okay.
So the one I'm going to start with is actually one you should be familiar with.
Okay.
How much would you pay for a cameo from James Masters?
Which I did pay a cameo from James Masters.
In retort to my cameo I got from... the other one.
Yeah. Oh, God. How much did I pay? I reckon... am I doing this in US?
Well, I will make two caveats. One, price may have gone up since you last did it, inflation, et cetera. It was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Two, yes, all prices are in Australian dollars. So US people listening, they may seem higher than you thought, but that's because our dollar is, compared to yours, not very good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I reckon I paid... about, I'm trying to think about how much I would have allowed myself to spend on this. I'm going to say.
I will say, I don't know. I think it's maybe gone up. I don't know if you would have paid this or not.
Right. I'm going to guess like Australian dollars, 150.
Oh, okay. Much less.
Okay. Yeah.
You can get a cameo from James Masters, $76.
Whoa, Australian $76. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, yeah, okay.
But would you have paid $76? I don't know. I feel like you would have paid about $50.
Yeah, I probably did. Actually, I thought it was higher than that, funnily enough. I don't think I did pay 150. Accounting for maybe an increase, but
Anyway. By the way, from Buffy. So by the way, just in case you don't know, James Masters is played Spike in Buffy.
Yes.
Next one, actor and comedian, star of Community, Joel McHale.
Oh, okay. I would actually think more than James Masters because
I would
more
say
recent
arguably,
fame.
Yeah, and arguably more famous. Maybe not in the same circles.
I don't think in this if you. I don't know. I reckon if you think of the length between when Buffy ended to, from the amount of years since Community ended till now, you apply that to when Buffy ended, I think James Masters would be more famous.
I would say my man on the street test would be if you said to someone, do you know who James Masters is and do you know who Joel McHale is? More people would know who Joel McHale is.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm talking about at this time, the same period of time after the thing has ended.
Yeah, right.
I think, because I think,
but you gotta think
if
about
another 20 years you say, who's Joel McHale? I think people won't.
Yeah, but
know
that, the pricing is now.
I know. Okay. Let's say...
I can tell you, the average length of a cameo from Joel McHale is 2 minutes 40, whereas James Masters was only 1 minute 20.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. When I got my video from him, he's like, yeah, I got a couple.
I can also tell you this. James Masters has 5,300 reviews, where Joel McHale only has 190. Now, that might say he's been doing it for less time, but it also could indicate less orders.
Right, less orders. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say, you know what? $150.
No.
Australian.
No, far more.
Really? Whoa.
To get a cameo from Joel McHale cost you $453.
Whoa. Okay, I would not pay that much for a 2 minute video. No, thank you.
Here's a recent topical one. You may not recognize the name Christy Patterson.
Okay.
But what if I were to tell you she was the Oompa Loompa from the Scottish Willy Wonka experience that went wrong on the internet? Are you familiar with this whole situation?
No.
You don't know about the Willy Wonka experience?
No.
Oh my God, Nelson. It was a viral moment in which an event company in Scotland tried to put on a Willy Wonka chocolate experience.
Oh.
And it's been called the kids' version of Fire Festival. There was no chocolate at the event.
Oh, no.
It was in a blank warehouse with some stuff stuck to the wall. Every child got one jelly bean and one third a cup of lemonade.
Wow.
And the picture that went viral was this very sad-looking Oompa Loompa lady behind what looks like a meth lab, but I think it's supposed to be a chocolate-making table.
Yeah.
So she went quite viral as the sad meth lab Oompa Loompa.
Right, okay.
And she is now on Cameo, dressed as the Oompa Loompa.
Giving you cameos.
How much are you going to pay for that?
John McHale's 400 and so 700 and... I would pay $20.
It's $50.
Okay.
And I reckon it's going to be $50 for the next week, maybe.
Yeah.
While this is still a popular meme. And then it's going to rapidly... Okay. So this one is actor Ernie Hudson, who is best known for being one of the four main Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But the least famous one.
Yeah.
I'll give you this bit of information to help you. I considered getting a cameo from Ernie Hudson because we have an upcoming cancelled movie report on Ghostbusters 3 that never happened.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Okay. So it was almost in your price range, maybe. I'll say $200.
$290.
Okay. Yes. Yeah,
average good. Video length of 1 minute 50.
Ooh.
Also, the Oompa Loompa 27 seconds is the average video length.
Well, yeah, I mean, she doesn't have much to say. No.
Yeah, it was me. It was bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what to
say. Yeah, happy birthday.
I'm an actor. They hired me to do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm happy marriage or whatever.
Happy marriage. Oh, my God. Stacey, look forward to that cameo.
How about Larry Thomas, a.k.a. the Soup Nazi from Seinfeld?
Oh, I mean, that's got to have gone down significantly. For him, I'm going to say...
I will also give you this information.
Wait, James Masters was 75 bucks.
Yeah. I will also say he is not in his costume as the soup Nazi. Yeah. Umpa Loompa, she was in her costume.
Yeah.
He just looks to be shooting it from his lounge room in a nice polo shirt.
What's the TV show? Actually, was it Joey or something? Where No, maybe not Joey. No, I don't know. Some TV show where they see the soup Nazi, but he's just in his regular self.
Oh, like, yeah. Playing himself. Yeah, yeah. That rings a bell.
Did the line.
Yeah, anyway. Did the line, yeah.
Right. If this is higher than James Masters, I will shoot myself. I'm going to say 40 bucks.
40 bucks.
Yeah.
You're forgetting what I call on Cameo the Seinfeld tax.
Oh, my God.
Anything to do with Seinfeld is quite expensive.
Why?
$227.
Why? Oh, my God. It's not that good. That is wild. He was in one episode and said one line.
Okay, here are the actors that got us talking about Cameo in the first place when we were watching Lord of the Rings. Okay. So I'm going to start with this one. This is Billy Boyd, who played Pippin
in
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I will tell you,
he's had 14... Nazi guy's really thrown off my radar.
He's had 1,400 reviews, so he's had plenty of orders. Not as much as James Masters, but a lot more than Joel McHale.
Mm-hmm.
Average two-minute video he'll send you.
Okay, I reckon...
I think anything like with a real nerd cult following has it, except for maybe Buffy, I guess, but has like a bit of a premium tax on it, I feel. Mm-hmm.
I think it's also because all the Buffy cast are just like insane people living in their basement. Yeah.
That's how we get them.
They haven't, they haven't moved on in any way, shape, or form. No. And it's depressing when you get their videos.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. I really needed this. I'm going to be honest with you. You want to talk about Buffy? I can talk about Buffy if you want.
No, I think that's the thing. None of them want to talk about Buffy. No, except Brendan
Brendan.
It's either Nick Brendan Nicholas or Brendan Nick. Oh, okay, Nicholas Brendan. Yeah, yeah. He was fucking loving
it. He sung
it.
You probably, a song.
I think because he was high at the time, maybe. But yeah. Anyway.
Billy Boyd, Pippin from Lord of the Rings.
Pippin from Lord of the Rings. I don't know. Honestly, the soup Nazi ones totally threw me off. I'm going to say 200 bucks.
317 you're paying for Pippin.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
So. Next is Dominic Monaghan, who is Merry. So you got Pippin. Merry and Pippin always together.
Yeah.
More or less than Pippin. Pippin, 317. Merry, how much were you paying for him?
Definitely less. 300.
I will say this. Dominic Monaghan has two cultural touchstones in his bio, whereas Billy Boyd, Pippin, only has one.
Yeah.
Pippin, Lord of the Rings. Dominic Monaghan, Lord of the Rings, and he was a core cast member of Lost.
Oh, yeah, he was too. Oh, yeah, that'd probably get you more than I guess. All right, let's get $400.
480.
Oh.
More than $150 more for Dominic Monaghan. Here's the real test. You can get a cameo from Billy Boyd and Dominic Monaghan together. How much are you paying for that?
Oh, is it more than... Yeah, it's got to be more than each one individually. Yeah,
Dominic Monaghan was 480.
Okay, 480. Billy Boyd
is 318.
Let's call it an even grand.
No, it's a bargain, 570.
What?
Why would you ever just get one?
It's
just pay and get both.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I suppose that makes sense or something.
And then, of
I
course...
I can't believe they do it together.
We checked all the Hobbits. Elijah Wood, not on Cameo.
Yeah.
I think he's doing all right. But Sean Astin, Samwise Gamgee, is on Cameo. How much are you paying for him?
Yeah, he's not in anything anymore, is he?
He's in Stranger Things for a bit.
Right, okay. That's like, I'm going to guess 700. $500.
Now you see, you're starting to get more in the vibe. It's actually $600.
Ah, okay.
$600. Yeah. But Sean Astin is more valuable than both of the other hobbits combined.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, that's funny. I think the problem I'm having is I put way less value on this than I think the people purchasing these do.
Okay, I've got a couple more here. Mm-hmm. Next one here is from the TV show The Inbetweeners, James Buckley, a.k.a. Jay from The Inbetweeners.
Oh, yeah. I did know all these guys were on there for some reason.
He's a very popular cameo. He's got 8,900 reviews.
Yeah. He calls you a briefcase wanker or whatever.
Yeah. He'll go, oh, friend. Do I reckon listeners, are they aware of The Inbetweeners, do you think? Very popular teen comedy from the 2000s.
Well, definitely the British audience would, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. The British audience, yeah, for sure.
They're friends with all the cast members.
Yeah.
It's very local.
They've all got a cameo.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say, it's going to be less. I'm going to say like $200.
77.
Oh, 77.
Yeah. Just more expensive than Jay's Masters. Yeah. But I feel like the people that are cheapest get the most. And from what I understand, James Buckley does very well on Cameo.
Yeah, yeah. Because
if you knock out, I don't know, 20 of them a day, $77 each, you do it all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's one for you. Just to throw a real contemplative one at you. How much do you think people would pay, not you, but how much do you think people would pay from a cameo from Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh, I think some people would pay a lot of money. And I think that she wouldn't accept a small amount. You know? Mm. Like, she'd be like, my time is super valuable. I'm thinking like, maybe like 1500.
Is that your final answer?
Higher or lower?
Higher.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to go crazy. Oh, okay. okay. Let's say $3,000.
Yeah, you're pretty close. 3,700. You pay for Caitlyn Jenner. All right, I've got three more. Two of them are connected. Are you familiar with the television series Breaking Bad?
Yes.
This is Louis Moncada. He is one of the, you know, the two twins.
Oh.
They're kind of the Mexican cartel funny. Twins. They're both on Cameo.
Yeah.
How much are you paying for a cameo from Lucas Moncada?
I would, if I got a cameo from him, I would request that he crawls on the ground for like 50 meters in a nice suit. God, it's got to be like barely anything. I would imagine who's going to. Well, but then maybe you want people that's like a funny, like tough guy, I will murder you kind of thing.
He does seem to record them all in costume in front of a Breaking Bad poster.
Oh, in costumes.
By which you mean like a silky gray suit. Like.
Yeah. I'm going to say, oh my God, I don't know whether to go less than James Masters or more is where I'm struggling with. I'm going to say $80.
It's $150.
Why?
But here's the real question. That was obviously for Louis Moncada.
Oh, my God.
Daniel Moncada is also
on. Oh, my God. Okay.
Caviar.
Yeah.
How much would you pay for Daniel Moncada?
I want to know if he's in costume in front of a Breaking Bad poster.
He actually isn't in costume. He's just in a hoodie in, you know, like a bedroom or something, it looks like, in these ones. So it looks like he puts less effort in, I'll be honest.
Okay.
They both have two acting credits, both Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. So it's not like Daniel has an extra credit like Dominic Monaghan did for Lost.
Yeah.
Same credits.
Yeah. I mean, I guess less because he's not in the. Let's go $100.
I don't know why, Nelson, but he is $755.
What the?
Why is he so much more expensive than his identical twin?
That is the biggest baller move. This is like. Do you know? This reminds me of a story that a friend told me about. Marketing, where he said there was a marketing campaign for pool salt,
mm-hmm.
And he said, all pool salt is exactly the same. 100% exactly chemically the same. But what this company did was they halved the amount that you get. They put it in a nice mesh bag and their sales skyrocketed.
Yeah.
I think this is this guy's... he's like, yeah, you can get my brother who's literally identical to me.
And wears costume.
But he's only 150 bucks.
Yeah, yeah. $750. Let's see. What's the average video length? Okay. For $755, you're getting average video length of 1 minute 14. For $150, you're getting average video length of 1 minute 55. He's actually longer. Crazy. We've got one more here, Nelson.
Yeah.
This is star of the reality television series Survivor, Titans versus Rebels.
Yeah.
How much did you pay for a cameo from Eden Porter?
$25.
Correct.
Yeah. I had this conversation recently.
And look at all those. I'd say this is great value.
Yeah.
This one's great value.
Honestly, if you're only $50 less than James Masters or what's his name, who we also mentioned who was around the $70 mark,
yeah,
that's, I feel like you got to be feeling pretty good about yourself with that amount. How many, what's the average video?
he only put this out yesterday. So book a couple and we'll tell you.
An hour.
Yeah, yeah.
We guarantee it.
Anyway, that was my podnapping.
Good podnapping, Cambo. All right. Now it's time for the Ask Me Anything, where listeners of the show, just like you, listener, can write in and ask us anything you want.
Look, I reckon we've probably only got time for one.
Yeah.
And even though it came in later, one of them is from a fuckhead podcast listener.
I think you should do the other one.
Okay. On your head be it. Okay.
Well, it's just because we record lost in a row and then that was actually weird. Yeah, okay.
This one has actually been in an inbox for some time.
Yeah.
So we to our fuckhead podcast listener who knows who they are, who wrote in.
Yeah.
This is the only time we'll ever do this. That we're gonna put someone else ahead of you.
Yeah. A wink.
This is from Liz. Regular listener. Oi, cunts. My AMAs are ones that I've been wondering for a while. How's Cousin Rowan? And also, where is Cousin Rowan? If I was going to get a little overboard with the AMAs, I would ask, why is Cousin Rowan? And what is Cousin Rowan? And not least, when is Cousin Rowan? But that's too many questions. La-di-da and ta-ta, Liz.
How's Cousin Rowan? Well,
you had a run-in with Cousin Rowan recently.
Yeah, didn't you? That sounds like we were avoiding each other.
Yeah.
And
for newer listeners, Cousin Rowan was a constant collaborator of this show, writing in quite a lot, over 100 times.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. He wrote in a lot. He realized that he was wasting his life on this podcast. Which, hey, don't think that Cousin Rowan represents you, dear listener.
No.
He's mentally deranged. Did I forget to say that as well? I ran into him at a Christmas function.
Yep.
Your family's Christmas function. And we were just talking about stuff. He asked me how the podcast is going and he kind of sheepishly said, I'm not really listening anymore. I was like, yeah, I know. Don't worry.
It's a gaping hole in our inbox that would indicate that. Yeah.
Where is Cousin Rowan? He is in Canberra.
Yeah, in the capital city of this country.
His address is 6 at...
We're not saying to all of our international listeners that he is the Prime Minister. Hmm. We're just saying name the Prime Minister of Australia.
Yeah. Is it Rowan?
Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
You know what? Why is Cousin Rowan? I think because probably about 40-something years ago, his parents did the deed.
Yes.
What
is Cousin Rowan?
A son of a bitch. That's what he is.
And when is Cousin Rowan?
Also a son of a bitch.
Circa mid-80s to current. That's when he is.
When, yeah. Yeah. It's a, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a range.
Yeah, yeah. Mid-80s to present.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for adding this. He'll appreciate that that you asked about his well-being.
Yeah, he'll never hear it.
Yeah. But I'll tell him the next time I run into him
at my family function
with my car. Thanks for writing in, Liz. If you would like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, readit podcast, gmail.com. You can also reach us at our subreddit.
Yep.
And the Discord.
Correct.
If you want to rate the show.
You do want to rate the show.
Sorry. You do want to rate the show.
Yeah, correct.
Sure. How could you do that? Probably in whatever podcasting app you're listening to right now.
5 stars only.
5 stars only. And that's it. Thanks for listening, and we will read you later.